This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
Yes, now speaking of meetings, Ministers for Sport Shane Ross and Brendan Griffin met with League of Ireland players, the PFAI, and others on Friday. One of the people at the meeting was Dundalk captain and PFAI committee member Brian Gartney. He's on the line now. Brian, good morning. Happy New Year. How are you?
Good morning, lads. How's things?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Well, not what it sounds. It's smothered here, but could be worse.
Yes, indeed. Getting ready for pre-season, I'm sure, as well. So, Brian, you were at that meeting on Friday. How was it? What was said? And what did you think of it overall?
Yeah, I suppose it was, you know, you have to take the positives from it, first of all. And it was club representatives and the PFAI with a good few players from the women's and men's side at the meeting. So it was positive that we were invited. We had a seat at the table to, I suppose, give our opinions. And it was all to do with ahead of this meeting with UEFA. And I suppose to help the ministers in terms of their message when they go to UEFA. I think we went off track a few times and people got their own personal sort of agenda for the clubs in there. But from it came a lot of good points that, I suppose, it summed up where we are in football in this country here, the struggles we have and what we need going forward. So hopefully the minister gets, I suppose, the point across and UEFA and the government can work together to, I suppose, help save the association, first of all, and all the jobs that go in with there. And that was a positive message from that. It was, you know, that they're fairly confident that it won't go into an examinership, which is great to hear. And from that, I suppose it's another meeting we need after that, when we know the direction we're going. And the other positive was that League of Ireland is central to the future going forward, and that's the message we got from the ministers.
Yeah, and I suppose the main headline, Brian, coming from it was that Shane Ross did say that he didn't foresee the FAI going to the wall or going bust. Now, he didn't confirm exactly how that will happen, and we heard from John Fallon from the Irish in there earlier on about, you know, what that deal might look like, and Paul Cook, the interim chair of the FAI, has been speaking about that at the recent press conference as well. But for you guys as League of Ireland people to hear that from the horse's mouth, I'm sure it was something that you felt very reassured about.
Yeah, it is reassuring. I suppose the minister's comments summed up, I suppose, part of this country's knowledge of the League of Ireland and football, is that they don't know it, that there's an industry here and that it's a big game for maybe half the population of the country that are involved in it, and the rest, I suppose. The problem is that we're looked down their nose at us, and the brand maybe isn't, I suppose, popular and flash enough. So with those comments, I suppose it summed up where we are, and the reassurance from them that the government, that the FAI, you know, likelihood is that it'll be okay, means our league, our jobs, our livelihood, you know, are all reassured to a point. Like at Dundalk here, we're all full time, plenty of lads have kids, have mortgages, so it's like anybody else in any job when I suppose times are vulnerable and you don't know the future. And we know that over the past 15, 20 years in this country, and a lot of people know how it feels. I suppose we were in that situation, and we still are, but I suppose it's just sort of taking a bit of a weight off shoulders for ourselves.
Yeah, and for those listening as well, you know, Brian summed up well. There are, you know, a number of people in the hundreds in Ireland who earn their full-time wage from the League of Ireland, whether that be administrators, players, coaches, managers, support staff and so on. Not every club is full-time, but a number of clubs are full-time, and all the part-time ones, the majority anyway, you know, do pay wages of some sort. So, you know, a lot of people do depend on the League of Ireland for, you know, income of some sort as well. Brian, I'm not sure how many people were in the room on Friday. I know, I think every club was represented from the men's side. A number of women's National League clubs were there as well, and also the PFA AI. What was the mood like in the room, and in general when people were leaving? What sort of small talk was happening about what was said, and were people in general happy with those initial meetings with the ministers Ross and Griffin?
You had to be happy with how it went. We had a platform to get our points across. Everyone had time to speak. Whoever wanted to speak could speak. It was an open floor. Like I said, I think we went off point a few times with, I suppose, people, you know, this maybe is a problem that we have in the football here, and not to do with the FAI, not to do with government, but to do with ourselves and the clubs, is that people always have their own agenda and their own club's agenda. And we need to put, like I said, we need to put them aside, I think, for a while. And the good of football has to come before anything. But I suppose, like I said, the points were brilliant. I was really impressed with some fellas in the administration sides of clubs. The knowledge they have, the business expertise, and the forward thinking, and the level of detail they go into, I suppose, in analytics and the different how they look at the football and the government and side of things. So that was very positive for me, because I know we've got great people at our club, but I've been at other clubs and I've seen how things are run, and it's great to see that across the board there's plenty of people with good knowledge. So, you know, I'd be fairly confident with things in their hands. I suppose that business-wise, the league would go in a good direction. And speaking of that, I suppose a point I made was, and Gary as well, and it's a point we have from the football side of things, that if the league is taken from the FAI as such, and maybe club ownership, as we've seen since, I think it was 2007 or 2008, around then, the FAI took over the league, and before that the clubs had owned it. It hadn't worked out under the stewardship of the FAI, obviously for various problems, and it was neglect. But we feel that club ownership, say, of the league, and then that's like up in Northern Ireland or in similar places, even over in England, is that you have independent people in to run the league. And then, you don't have clubs with their own agenda. You don't have people voting for their whatever's the good of their club and not the good of football when it comes to big decisions for the league here going forward. So that's what I suppose the Players Association we'd like to see when we do get down to that thing that way. But it's a long way away from that. We're waiting on, I suppose, this meeting with UEFA. And from then, when we know answers on the outcome of the FAI, what can be done, how can be done, and I suppose rescue package. And we know what direction football's going in this country, then we can talk about the future. But before then, we need to set contingency plans in place so that if the worst comes, we're planned for it and the league won't be effective.
Yeah, hopefully the worst won't come. And Brian, just lastly, we've about 2 minutes left on the clock. You mentioned about how you feel, what you feel should happen with the league moving forward, that it may move away from the FAI and, you know, be run like the Northern Irish League or be run like the Premier League in the UK, where it's linked to the parent association, but it's run by a parent company, a different company as such, with all of the clubs, you know, involved in that. How would you see that, you know, from a practical point of view, if and when it actually might happen? Because there's been debates in recent months from the likes of Niall Quinn's group and the Kieran Lucid group about the All-Ireland League, which seems to be dead for now, certainly. But the League of Ireland, you know, is due to kick off in, well, it will kick off in kind of 6 weeks' time, and it will be run by the FAI for this year. But moving forward, what would you see as the ideal scenario for how the league is actually run and by who?
The league, whether it's owned by the FAI or by the clubs, like I said, I think you need to have... I suppose, like what's going in the governance side of the FAI now, you need to have independent people on the board making decisions for the good of football. And I suppose previous, when the club owned it previously, back in the mid-2000s before then, you would have had votes on large-scale things, and each club is going to vote whatever is benefit to their club, you know, whatever puts money in their pocket and things like that. So when you have, I suppose, independence on there and you have people making decisions for the good of football, it can take away that sort of slight bias and put football in the league first. Obviously, there's a lot more detail to it. And there is different things. I think the other day we got a bit mistaken by one or two people when we said independently run. I think they were taught independently owned. Independently run doesn't necessarily mean that the clubs don't own the league or the FAI don't. It just means that you have somebody in there or you have a setup in there that's, you know, it's like I said, the decisions are for the good of football and good of the league. And that would be a massive thing. The other thing is then by doing that, I think you have business people in there, you hire good people to do it, and that filters down to the organisation. Like I said before, our brand in this country and our brand as football, obviously because we're compared to the Premier League the whole time, it's on the floor, and that's even before the FAI League of Ireland. Like I said, it's looked down, it's, people look down their noses at a large portion of people. I don't think they realise and know the scale of professionalism that is throughout the league, the talent, the hard work, the perseverance, like every other sport in this country, and that seems to get the appreciation. I think we have that, but I suppose we don't have those fancy stadia, and when it comes across in TV and I suppose the training facilities and stuff like that. So we're in an age and an era now when everything needs to be fashionable and fancy. So it's a brand we need to develop and we need to build up and make it fashionable to people, make it appealing and I suppose have a niche. So I suppose, yeah, it's a long way away, but it's really, really positive at the moment to think that we can, I suppose, shape our own future in football here. And the League of Ireland has to be the top of Irish football. It's the highest standard of Irish football outside the international team, so it needs to be the pinnacle and you need to centre around it going forward. Unfortunately, when the fruition of all this comes, I'll be long finished playing, but it's a great opportunity for this country, for the association, for the government and for everyone involved in football.
Yeah, that's the voice of the Dundalk captain and PFAI committee member Brian Gartland speaking to me on the That's What I Call Sport Extra about that League of Ireland meeting with Ministers Griffin and Ross on Friday.
98 FM's Now That's What I Call Sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9 only on 98 FM.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big.